News. I'm Sherry Preston. A series of wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. They've swallowed up at least 500,000 acres in the area around Amarillo. President Biden has just arrived at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, where he will undergo a physical this morning.
At 81 years old, President Biden is the oldest president in American history, and the results of his physical will be scrutinized. Polls show Americans are questioning whether he has the physical and mental fitness to serve another term in office. Presidential physicals typically include measurements of height, weight, blood pressure, heart rate, and cholesterol. Past exams of President Biden also included checks on his eyes, skin, ears, nose, and throat, neurological and pulmonary systems, thyroid, and even his teeth. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Pope Francis was brought to a hospital in Rome today for testing. The 86-year-old Pope recently had the flu, was taken back to the Vatican after he was checked out. No word on what his condition is. Funeral service for Russian dissident Alexei Navalny now set for Friday, 2 weeks after his death. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for information in the week-long search for a missing boy from Two Rivers. That's on top of the $1,000 reward the local Crime Stoppers chapter is offering. Elijah Vu has been missing since last Tuesday. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect and are not telling authorities where the 3-year-old might be. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state Supreme Court to take a case that would likely decide if abortion is legal in Wisconsin. Call's petition asked the court to bypass the Court of Appeals and rule on how the state's law should be enforced. A Dane County judge ruled last year Wisconsin law bans feticide but not abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is also asking the Supreme Court to take the case. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new restaurant is opening up in Superior this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the old Grizzlies location on Tower Avenue in Superior will now play host to the Boulder Tap House. Manager partner Rick Lampton, who had overseen Grizzlies since 1994, says it was time for a fresh start after Grizzlies had undergone 5 remodels. He believes the new Boulder Tap House will give residents a big city restaurant type feel and attract customers from all over the area. The finishing touches are being put on the restaurant this week. If you think your favorite burger spot is the best in Wisconsin, now's your chance to find out. The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin until March 24th. Customers or restaurant owners can submit the nominations for the contest. Finalists will get a certificate from the Beef Council and will be eligible for a surprise secret taste test by the contest judges. The winner of the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin contest will be announced on May 1st. Nominations can be submitted online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last 3-4 games we've been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the Pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. Wednesday noon till 2 with the return of Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, who will review the Michigan primary and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
Well, we went from 74 to 20. I'm not doing too well.
Well, yeah, I think it was a record high and then a record dip. But, you know, global warming is both warming, but it's also volatility. So that's what we're also seeing. Hopefully not too many people get sick because it's like a crazy transitional season where it's up, down, up, down.
You want to talk about craziness, Dr. Craig. Barbara Lawton. Is a woman who has done an awful lot in her career in public office in this state, and you know, been dedicated to public service. You're familiar with her.
I know her. I was in graduate school a driver for Ed Garvey when it was the Garvey Lawton campaign for governor.
Wow, so, that's yeah, way back.
I was still in grade school at UW Madison, but I've known Barb since the 1998 campaign.
Is it safe to say a beautiful woman committed to public service?
Oh, absolutely. Now I'll say this. Like a lot of good progressives, Barb has strong views and will push them. So if you want a wallflower, that's not Barb Lawton.
So, you know, she won two statewide elections for lieutenant governor and served decades on countless committees and councils dealing with everything from education to arts, and who has been a leading voice for women's rights, was declared by Republican senators last week as not fit to serve on the UW Hospitals and Clinics Authority Board. You know, Dr. Craig, what damage could she do to Republicans on that kind of a board? Now, you would think that someone with her vast knowledge of things, that would be a perfect place. You would want someone with her kind of experience. So why would they block that?
If you're about running things, sure. But that's not what they're about. They're about taking power from Governor Evers, claiming it for themselves. They don't really care what damage they do. Quite frankly, okay, Barb Lawton is, and you gave all of her credentials, is not qualified, but Michael Gableman is qualified to lead an investigation into a completely false and made up charge that there was election fraud. So and there's another subtext here in addition to just letting big hospitals do whatever they want, which is Republican ideology. So when they close, when you get all the surprise medical bills, they want them to have that power. So everyone in this listening audience, regardless of ideology, is experiencing that. But Act 10 removed the right of nurses and health professionals and support staff to have a union. It got rid of it totally. It's not like state employees and teachers where you can't do much with it and it's harder to maintain. You can't have it. And so the nurses who are represented by SEIU have been fighting a long campaign to get the hospital to recognize the union. It exists. There are nurses that want to talk to management with a unified voice. And of course, it's staff with hospital executives that don't want to give away that power. So I'm sure there's a concern that Barb Lawton might actually listen to the nurses. And let's face it, Earl, nurses are more respected than doctors. They are the most respected medical professional in all the polling. And they have a lot of moral sway for a reason, because when you're in a hospital having a critical situation, you mostly see your nurse. You see the doctor rushing in and out, quite frankly, because of the number of cases an individual doctor would have.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's not just that. But let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines and Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Well, if I were Barbara Lawton, I think I'd be filing a lawsuit for defamation of character, because if anybody's not fit to serve, give me a break. That's just absolutely absurd. And what they did to this woman is just despicable. And I can't wait for the Democrats to take control of the state again with the VAERS maps so that we can take some of this back and take off the right to work and the destruction of unions and get back to where the state should be going.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, it's not just the Barbara Lawton thing. It's, you know, the Mayorkas thing. You know, we clearly can't have this guy where he is. And so we're going to do these things to everything within our power, even though you can't remove him. But we're just going to do these things. It's kind of like a childish way of looking at things, Dr. Craig. It's not a very mature way. And our government requires a maturity beyond means today, Dr. Craig. If ever there was a time that our government requires mature people who will make decisions based on what's in the best interest of the people and not of some, ideas that we don't like you, we're going to do what we can to punish you.
And, you know, some of your callers with the who follow and listen to and believe the right-wing noise machine, the propaganda machine, may call with their talking points. Fact of the matter is that nothing they impeach Mayorkas for what has been impeachable in the whole history of this country. They've made it up, and they've destroyed, in many ways, unless we reestablish this norm, the role of the impeachment provision of the Constitution. They've shred the Constitution, but it's based on a norm of what is impeachable and a basic understanding of what a crime against the public is, a public crime by a public official in high authority, not a policy difference. When Reagan was president, he appointed a whole lot of very right-wing people. They were not impeached. They were not blocked from confirmation unless they were completely unqualified by huge Democratic majority Congresses. When Republicans under Newt Gingrich, and I'm no fan of the Gingrich Congress, took over after 94, they did not impeach all of the Clinton cabinet officials they disagreed with on policy, nor did they block confirmation unless there was an actual cause, not that we disagree with you on policy. And so they're now using the appointment power in Wisconsin, that's the Barbara Lawton story and many others, and they fired a public service commissioner, the utility regulators commissioners, for nothing other than we actually want to let the utilities do what they want, regardless of how much it harms ratepayers and average people who can't afford their vital heating and electric bills. And so that is what they are doing. They are making government unworkable. Then they're taking advantage of public frustration with that, which may just blame everyone, blame a pox in all your houses, in order to gain more power. They're trashing, this is part of their whole approach of trashing democracy. They're trashing it entirely. And the public, why would you, their hope is you won't vote if you disagree with them because it doesn't change anything anyway because government doesn't work anyway. That is, they actually want to achieve that. They're trying to take advantage of what they're breaking.
You know, Dr. Craig, just if you thought, if the average person thought this through, that their plan is to destroy government, how could you possibly say, well, those are the people I support, when the majority of the American people need the government? At some point, every day of our lives, we need the government in some way, shape, or form. If people thought that through, Dr. Craig, they would certainly be opposed to all these different things that you see them doing.
So it shows the hypocrisy, absurdity of their alleged philosophy, because they have heralded the framers, the founders of this country, the white men and the slaveholders who created this government, as divinely inspired, achieving God's law in the world, this Christian nationalism, right-wing evangelism stuff. None, these folks were not that. You cannot look at James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, and see them Christians as having any of these views. But now the thing they created, the government, which is supposed to be divinely inspired, and democracy, we are trashing in every which way possible. Is it a divine covenant or not? You see, none of these views stand up. It's just about us grabbing power and controlling and abusing, quite frankly, the people we don't like, who we've defined as the other. And hence there is this alleged embattled Christian nationalist, Christian white group that is being oppressed, frankly, by people like you and I, Earl, and they're going to take control and they're going to oppress us. That is their philosophy. Everything else is just subterfuge.
You know, Dr. Craig, the way you just explained it is really at the root of it. It really is. It's that dangerous of a philosophy that we would have maybe, you know, 20, 30 years ago thought impossible to make happen in this nation. Yet it's on the precipice, Dr. Craig, of happening.
And it depends on hatred. They have to define the reason you don't need any asylum rights, and you can treat people trying to come to this country as non-humans who have no rights, is because you've defined them as, quoting their leader, President Trump, vermin. Of course, we're defined as vermin as well. That's the authoritarian move, is to define the opponent as deserving no regard and no rights. It's no different than Dred Scott decision, where the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roger Taney, said that black people didn't have any rights any white person was bound to observe. That is literally what it is.
844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and always a great conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Please tell me, dear, do you play Let Me Go for the other guy you love more? Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Baby, I heard it through the grapevine. Ooh, just about to lose.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, as always on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. Let's go to the phone lines. And Sharkey from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharkey. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Mr. Ingram and Mr. Craig. I appreciate your shows. I, as a young boy growing up in Milwaukee, been into Racine. I carried a lunch card, and I was really embarrassed about that, but I ate off that lunch card because we were so poor. So getting back to when I was hearing what the GOP wants to do, it looks to me that they're really worried about the money spent on the lunch programs throughout the state. And
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, if they're going to hire 200 potential detectives, probably wet behind the ears, so they can make sure every student doesn't take that extra French fry. I mean, let's go, you know? I mean, I'm disgusted. And you're right. They just want us to peel us off. You know it. And you know, I'm very sensitive. I mean, if it wasn't for that card, you know, I was so embarrassed that the ladies knew me come through the line and you had to actually show your card. She always made it look like she took my money or she took my card, and just so I wasn't embarrassed. Yeah, I love them teachers.
Hey, Sharkey, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, he is absolutely correct. Why are they worried about children getting free lunch?
Well, because everything in their alleged philosophy is subterfuge and propaganda and a lie at bottom, because I think that biblically speaking, we will know you know them by their fruits.
Yes.
Okay. They're pro kid. They want to starve poor kids and shame them, right? They're pro kid and pro local control, but they're requiring Milwaukee Public Schools have police officers with no evidence that improves safety whatsoever. Substantial, it does not. And substantial evidence, other approaches that MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools, is following are more effective to keep kids and teachers and administrators safe and parents safe. And so, but they're going to do it because really it's about showing we can do it. In other words, the linguist George Lakoff said conservatism is grounded in a strict father kind of concept. And so they're the strict father, and right or wrong, they're going to show they're the boss, and they're going to tell us what we can do. I mean, that is contrary to the whole philosophy and idea of this country, including the people they've elevated, the founding, the framers of the Constitution, as somehow biblically inspired the way they see the Bible. The way they see the Bible is not the way Christians have seen the Bible over the whole history of the religion. It itself is also a perversion and distortion. It's become now the Bible means support Donald Trump and hate his enemies.
Well, Dr. Craig, just right on point. Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. And people just need to wake up and realize that. Also, for those people out there, just to let you know that the emperor has no clothes. Donald Trump has no clothes. So just remember that. I wanted to say that people need to really look up Paul Weyrich. And he was born in Racine, Wisconsin. He was the head of ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council. He was also part of the Heritage Foundation. He's the one that kind of started a lot of this stuff. And his name is Paul Weyrich. And people have to, you know, look and see who it is that actually does not want good government, because he says right in a YouTube clip, I don't want good government. In fact, when you have good government and you have more voting, that's when things go bad for the conservatives. He doesn't want people to vote. I want, you know, all the people not to vote. So please, everyone just check it out. It gives you a little bit more insight in terms of where these people are coming from. And, you know, we have to get our country back. And that's how we do it through Joe Biden. We've been more prosperous and we've been more safe since Joe Biden has actually been in office. And I just hope people really realize that we don't need chaos. We really would like a workhorse and not a show horse.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, we've got other callers on the line, but before we get to them, you know, we're right back where we have been. Republicans refusing to fund the government, Dr. Craig. Never mind, their constituents are going to suffer. The people who support them are going to suffer as they continue to say, we are going to deny making sure that the government moves forward if they don't give us what we want. Never mind hurting their own constituents, Dr. Craig. Your thoughts?
And the caller is quite right and historically grounded about Paul Weyrich. And if you read books like Democracy in Chains or a number of other books, he's one of the foundational figures and had this philosophy. But once you understand what it's driving at, you understand why they're willing to shut down the government. You understand why they're willing to completely distort and destroy the critical impeachment feature, which is the accountability feature you need when they're actual high crimes and misdemeanors. And what we have to do, Earl, is land cause, because the problem is if the public just thinks things aren't working, prices are too high, I can't afford the massive healthcare bills I just got. If you don't explain clearly and simply who is the cause for the concern, then fake causes get substituted. It's the immigrants coming over the border that are causing the problem, and so on and so forth. And the Democratic Party as a whole is not very good at having a chorus and being consistent about that. And there are some Democrats who don't seem to ever want to talk about causes. Everything's all puppies and apple pies. If you don't tell the public clearly what the cause is over and over again, they don't know how to vote and they don't know why it matters.
844-967-2789. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest host, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Hang on. Up next, news, weather, and sports at 540 AM WAUK on the Earl Ingram Show.
Thank you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million for grants to clean up pollution in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. Wisconsin is coming off another day of record-high temperatures for this time of year. Yesterday's highs rose into the 70s, as far north as Wausau. Our current stretch of warm weather ensures most northern U.S. cities will end up with one of the warmest winter seasons on record. Meteorological winter is December, January, and February. Meteorologists blame the El Nino weather pattern and climate change. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Lakeview Hospital in Two Harbors has been named a top 100 critical access hospital in the country by Chartis Center for Rural Health. The Minnesota Department of Health says the designation will reduce the financial vulnerability of the hospital and improve access to health care to keep essential services in rural communities. Lakeview is now one of only 7 hospitals in Minnesota that has received the honor, among 78 other critical access hospitals in the state. There are nearly 1,400 across the country. Officials say there was a crash between a Duluth Transit Authority bus and another vehicle downtown on Monday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, the crash happened around 10:45 a.m. at the intersection of North 4th Avenue East and East 3rd Street. The driver of the Transit Authority bus reportedly suffered minor injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. There were no passengers on the bus at the time of the crash. The driver of the other vehicle was not injured and was released at the scene. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. After being asked if acting with his daughters is a good way to spend time with them, Adam Sandler says they still don't talk to him. The actor told Yahoo Entertainment at the premiere of his new film, Spaceman, that even though they've been in multiple films together, the girls sometimes don't even respond when he tries to talk to them on the set, attributing their behavior to their age, and not that they might have watched him in the film Jack and Jill. Kids are cute. Sony has decided to move up the release of Bad Boys 4 to June 7th. Collider.com reports that the move will pit the film against 2 other action films, The Crow and The Watcher, which will be released on the same date. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back again playing crime fighters Mike and Marcus. The film's action sequences are said to be impressive, but will probably not look as real as Will Smith's real-life award show action scenes. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs will only climb to the teens, but with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Currently, it's 1 degree.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left your way across town, wondering to yourself, hey, what am I about? When you get caught between the moon and New York City.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my special guest, as always, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico.
How are you doing today, Earl?
All right,
Dr. Craig. Yeah, I was a little late to the game, but I heard the last, I don't know, 40 minutes or so. I heard Dr. Craig say something that got me thinking now. We don't want no money for these kids to eat their lunch. But did I hear him correctly that Milwaukee schools are going to hire them special resource officers?
Well,
They're being forced to by the legislature in order to get enough shared revenue not to, literally go technically bankrupt and not be able to pay their bills. So they're being forced. They don't want to.
Is that just Milwaukee? Is that the only place they're doing that?
Yes.
Wow. You know, we had them in 78 when I went to school. I graduated in 1978. We had an old boy, Billy Bartz. He was a Janesville police officer. But, you know, back then we used to like to smoke cigarettes and weed, and he didn't like that. So it was long about, I think, usually about once a week, me and three other boys, we'd lock him in the janitor closet. We had the only key.
Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call. We're certainly not advocating that. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. You know what? I think that you guys are talking exactly right. That's a great saying, chaos. Well, you know, if you remove money from the government and there's nobody to watch you, then there is a chaos. And this is what they want. Trump wants chaos. He's functioning great in chaos. And back to you, Earl, you're saying that it's a very immature way of reacting and proceeding, especially on the government level, especially if we're talking about health system. But Trump is immature. Trump is reactive. So the whole Republican Party, one way or another, whether they stay close to Trump or far away, they decided that they are allowed to do that because they function good in chaos. If you can steal money in chaos, you can change rules, laws, you can put martial law if you want to in chaos, you can destroy the government. But yet, if we're going to have a catastrophe, then FEMA needs to pay all those people. And where's this money coming from? You see what I'm saying? And yes, absolutely right what you said. If you have a capable and available, especially female, telling huge corporation and hospitals, CEOs, who's making millions, okay, what to do, obviously we need to remove her.
Hey, Karina, thank you. We've got Dr. Omar on tomorrow, so I'll be looking forward to that. But thank you very much for the call, as always, Dr. Craig. She's right on point.
Oh, very much. But I would say this, it's a little too kind to them. You see, immaturity, you know, we expect that of kids. They're cute, they're learning, right? Or teenagers, very young people. Even people who are older and write the right content. Right? But this is deliberate. So this is more like we're sinister. Deliberately breaking things in a sinister way to grab power for ourselves. And this is the definition of authoritarianism. They want to oppress people they've defined as outside their group. And the emotional value of people defined in their group is that they're given something. They're given status. They're this group that is the real Americans. that is being oppressed by all these not real Americans, and we're going to get ours, and Trump is going to be our vehicle for revenge. So it is. So it's a bit. It's kind, if you think about it, to use the immaturity metaphor, because kids don't know any better. Right. They do.
You know, Dr. Craig, when you look at the proposed damage that they're willing to cause to this nation and to the citizens, it's one thing to impose that on Dr. Craig on the people who don't vote for you. But it's altogether another thing to impose that on the people who think that you're for them. I mean, to me, Dr. Craig, that's the part of this that I
There's a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Because the psychic satisfaction of being part of the worthy group, and I put worthy in quotes,
right,
overcomes the loss. And a lot of segregationists in the Jim Crow South used to say this: as long as you gave poor white people that they were above black people, they would accept no opportunity, right, degradation, everything else. But, you know, black people had to get off the sidewalk and tip their cap, so they were someone. So there's a straight substitution. Then there's using propaganda just to mislead people on what causes are and what you're actually doing, because it's plain as day. The only big thing Donald Trump really accomplished was the largest tax cut in American history for corporations and the wealthiest people, and defunding our government that is needed to create prosperity for all of us, things like school lunches.
Let's go to phone lines, back to the phone lines. Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Welcome back. And your guest was amazing, so thank you for that.
Yes, Stu always is.
With that being said, I heard Robert Craig hit on something earlier, and it was along the lines of the Democratic Party isn't very good at messaging when they do positive things. And to that, I say bingo. The Democratic Party's kryptonite is the fact that they don't like talking about what they do positive when they're in office. And they think, well, our base will realize what we do. Their base does realize what they do, but that's not the base that they need to realize what they do. It's the other people. And honestly, if the Democrats could get a little better at messaging, it would be a shoo-in for the Democrats. The Republican Party's in shambles. Right now, the Republican Party in Michigan is fighting against each other to figure out who's the real Republican Party. It's absolutely ridiculous. So that is what the Democratic Party really needs to get better at, is messaging and really going out there and telling voters what they've done.
Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Very, very astute, and let me dig in on that. In modern communication, it has to be repetition. It has to be a chorus. What you notice about the Republicans, turn on a right-wing talk show, turn on Fox News, listen to any of their elected officials, it's the same playbook and over again. And that is what gets through to people, because of all the information overload, they need to hear it repeatedly. There are individual Democrats that are really clear, and there are individual Democrats that are clear some of the time, not all of the time. I would put President Biden in that middle group. He's been very clear when he did things on prescription drugs, like capping the price of insulin, which has no business being a high-priced drug, no new inventions, it's decades old, it's just pharmaceutical industry price gouging, and then people getting serious harm because they can't afford their insulin to keep their diabetes stable. He was very clear on that Big Pharma wants to price gouge you, and I'm stopping them. Now, Governor Evers, who does have a solution in his budget last two cycles, a prescription drug price review board, which is good. He hasn't really talked about it much, but it's there, and he supports it. He ran on it in 2018. We worked with him on that policy. He doesn't say that. He makes it sound like, when he does talk about it, an administrative mechanism that's going to somehow give you lower prices. It doesn't say who is price gouging you. So you need both the solution, and then once you actually do something explaining it, but you need the solution to what? Who was doing what to you, and who stopped them? And that's what the Republicans make, the current Republicans, they create a fantasy about that. They make it seem like immigrants coming in and being exploited, working in the shadows, being exploited by big corporations, their advantage to have undocumented people is harming, say, Black people who were denied union jobs 40 years ago. Actually, they both are facing the same oppressor and the same problem. We don't explain it that way repeatedly, and then we don't provide clear solutions all the time that say, here is what's going to address it.
You know, Dr. Craig, the immigrant issue. To constantly hear that the most important issue in the nation is the immigrant issue. It's number one. Never mind all of the Americans who are struggling to eat every day, to put food on the table, to make a decent living, to be able to have their families live in safe areas, and to not be able to afford daycare, all those things. To say that those things aren't as important as the immigrants coming into the country and everything else gets pushed to the back burner because of the immigrant issue. Nobody's saying the immigrant issue is not an issue, Dr. Craig. And yet the fact that we know that Democrats and Republican senators together came up with a plan to address it, and it was shot down by other Republican conservatives to continue to say this is the biggest issue in the nation. I would ask people who support Republicans to ask themselves that question. You know, there was something put on the table to address that, so you can then get to the real issues that are impacting and affecting many Americans that those Republicans are refusing to even address, Dr. Craig.
Democrats are still making the mistake of that these are actual policy differences when the policy shifts if you're off given the opportunity to actually realize their policy.
Right.
Biden and the Democrats doing a bad thing. In my point, they were adopting, you know, immigration solutions that just dealt with the border and not the fundamental causes, and still saying we need to be tough on those folks who are just looking for a better life. Okay, these are folks just like us and like our grandparents and great grandparents who immigrated earlier, or if you were brought in involuntarily, like Black folks, the people who after slavery who just want a better life and be part of the American dream, but they still don't do it. And the Affordable Care Act was full of Republican ideas. They still opposed it. So that was wrong. Governor Evers makes this mistake all the time. And then it seems to be surprised they won't adopt the policy when he adopts their policy, because it was never about the policy. And they don't really want to solve the immigration crisis. It's to their benefit. But you have to get to root causes, the upstream causes, so to speak. So we've trashed these Central American countries with the international economy. We dominate in many ways with our foreign policy and overturning their democracies for the Cold War, and making it in terms of financial policy so they can't have stable currencies, and our drug war, which is what generated the massive gangs in these places. And then we turn around and say all of these evil people, quote unquote, they're not, are fleeing to the United States. We're not dealing with the fundamental causes, which we are a major part of. And climate change is also a part of it. The Southern Hemisphere is becoming less and less inhabitable, less and less arable farmland because of the fossil fuel we're still building, burning to a much higher degree, which Republicans want to burn more of.
You know, Dr. Craig, controlling the price of coffee, controlling the price of sugar, controlling the price of bananas, controlling the price of all the things that these nations, the only things that they have, we control that, Dr. Craig. And so they can't increase their prices to make their countries, more solvent, because we control all those things. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right. Welcome back to what is unfortunately the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go back to the phone lines and Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene.
Good morning. I just called to say great show, guys. This is wonderful. People need to learn about messaging, and so do those that are giving messages, because they do, the Republicans, over and over and over again. They just keep saying the same message, and the same messages is carried over the TV, over the news. I mean, I feel really bad about the young woman who was killed at the Georgia University. I think it was Georgia. And over and over and over again, they keep saying that, you know, the guy, you know, came from, I think, was it Venezuela?
Right.
Venezuela. And he, you know, and then we see all of these murders are coming over, yet we have the kids and the people in their churches and different people being shot every single day, and they refuse because it's a different person. They can use one issue, and they keep doing it over and over and over and burn it right in your brain. Yeah, I'm going to make some statements here that you can simplify, and it's like, you know, the messaging is so important, and numerous times and simple as possible. Thank you so much, you guys. This is a great show.
Hey,
keep up the great work.
Hey, Gene, bye. Thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, Dr. Craig, you keep saying that the Democrats don't get it with their messaging. They'd better hurry up and get it, because even in the face of what seems inconceivable and unbelievable, that somebody like Donald Trump, with all that baggage, Dr. Craig, can possibly become the president of the United States. It's possible. So the Democrats had better get it together, or, you know, we're all going to suffer from this.
The part of the problem there, Earl, is that the Democrats are such a big tent. They're not really unified on this. there are a lot of Democrats who are doing what I'm saying, but there are a whole lot of Democrats with a lot of power in right. state government, federal government, who aren't and who receive a lot of money from the same interests we need to critique.
Right.
So it's a matter of unifying them. There's been progress in showing those folks that this kind of clearer, you see, that the only answer to fake populism, which is what Trump is offering, is real populism. And I don't mean by that, it's sometimes misused, something crazy. I mean understanding up-down, understanding who has power in this country and how it's influencing you. Why don't you have rural broadband? We need to be really clear, because telecommunication companies have been given control over internet in this country, and they don't think it's profitable because there aren't enough people there. And we're not really making them do it. And we, frankly, probably need a post office of the internet. That's the only way we got universal postage at a flat rate back in the early part of this country under Ben Franklin, for gosh sakes. It's not rocket science. And I could go on, but we need to be clear on any issue, any divisive issue, explain to people who is dividing us and what they're getting out of it. How the fossil industry divides us to continue to do what they do, and the big utilities, how the insurance companies and the big hospital monopolies do. All of them, you need to call them out specifically and say they are funding candidates
right.
that use various kinds of hatred so they can maintain control, continue to deny you, either price gouge you or deny you what you need, like vital health care.
Dr. Egger, we'll try to squeeze one more caller in. Tom, quickly.
Earl, just wanted to say, breaking news, that Lauren Boebert's son has been arrested
yeah.
for 22 charges of felony charges. And I think that, you know, they want to keep on demonizing one immigrant that comes across the border or whatever. Well, you know what? Maybe they need to take care of their own home first.
Hey, Tom, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. He's absolutely correct. You know, Dr. Craig, you know, this election, and even if Trump loses this election, Dr. Craig, I'm fearful that the people who still support him aren't going to accept it. And this cancer that we're dealing with in this nation is going to continue to move forward.
I agree. When I do election planning with our state national allies, this happened Monday, you know, they have the election ending on election day. I'm like, we better be ready for a succession crisis. And this time they won't have control of the Justice Department. They can't try to take it over. Good luck taking over Merrick Garland. He's going to do whatever he's going to do. It'll probably have to use even more violent means, or means such as state legislatures, like Republican state legislators, like this one. And since the gerrymandering has been ended, imagine what happens if this undemocratic majority did was try to flip the national election to Donald Trump just before they lose power after being swept from office.
Hey, Dr. Craig, it's always great to have you on. Thank you very much, man. I don't know where the time goes, but we'll do it again next week.
Great to be with you all.
Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Up next, Jane Mattner, Mattner on Air with Greg Bach. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments now on the legality of bump stocks, the devices used to make semi-automatic